lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Our study in God's Word has now taken us someplace that some people do not believe we should go as Christians, but the Bible says differently, and that is speaking about the church and politics. You and I need to get busy for the Lord. We need to stand up for what's right, and we need to be against what is wrong. God and Christ and the Holy Spirit and the Bible and the church and truth are the enemies of Satan. Satan rules the world. He rules the world of sinners, and he has his power in high places. He is the ruler of the kingdom of darkness, and he hates and seeks to destroy all that is light, all that is truth, all that is pure, all that is holy, all that is virtuous, and all that is good. I'm saying all of this to let you know that you don't need to be surprised. And I admit that for a few hundred years, America had a very rare reprieve from the normal kind of conflict that most of the world has always known. But that reprieve has come to a screeching halt. And I want to remind you that homosexuality, homosexual marriage, gender transition, these are not the real battlegrounds. The real battleground is against God and Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and the Bible, and the church, and the gospel. Any blasphemy against God comes from God-haters. God-haters, Christ-haters, Bible-haters, and gospel-haters who are fueled by the arch-hater, Satan himself. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 and 12 says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Now, in the state of Florida, the presidential preference primary election is March 19th, 2024 this year. And you in another state, you need to look and see when your presidential preference primary election is to take place. And you need to get busy for the Lord. And you need to do what God would have you do, how you need to vote for the godly person, for the person who stands up for what is right and is against what is wrong. We need to vote for the person who's able to help this country, help the people of this country to stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, this person that we would vote for may not be a Christian, we don't know. But that person is one who is a moral person who stands up for God, that person who stands up for the right, that person who makes sure that we have religious freedom in this country. Well, now, some in studying the book of Romans do not fully understand that the book of Romans, written by the Apostle Paul, was written to Christians. And we're going to read chapter 1, verses 1 through 7 in just a moment. But let me remind you that we as Christians, we need to be busy. And we do need to stand up for this country. And one way we stand up is to get involved in elections, is to vote for the people that are going to do the job, that we have studied them, we've looked at them, and we believe they're the best person, best people to represent us as a nation that wants to be known as a Christian country, a Christian nation. We need to get busy. Now, in Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 7, it says, "Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations, for his name, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, in the book of Romans, Paul wants us Christians to know certain things and to be reminded of certain things. First of all, he wants to remind us that all are sinners. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. And because all are sinners, a price has to be paid. For the wages of sin is death. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. As Christians, we learned where sin originated and what sin costs. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. And we see also that the price for sin is physical and eternal death. The price for eternal death has been paid. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Jesus Christ paid the price. He bought us off the slave market of sin. He shed his blood, and it's by and through his blood that we have eternal life. Well, Christians have also learned that they have been saved from eternal death by asking that it be paid. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13, we see that we are to ask and we are to receive the finished work of Christ on the cross because he has paid for our eternal life. Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." It's through and by the Lord Jesus Christ that anybody goes to heaven. Christians are told in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15 that they are to witness because Jesus said so. Mark chapter 16, verse 15, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Well, Paul also reminds Christians of many things in the book of Romans, and he also gives instruction for the Christian life. This brings us to Romans chapter 13. Now you may be familiar with this chapter, but let's look at it and let's understand what God, through Paul the Apostle, wants us to know. In this chapter, Paul tells Christians they need to understand their relationship not only to God's law, but also to man's law, human government. Continuing to instruct concerning the transformed life, in Romans chapter 13, Paul now discusses the Christian's responsibilities to governmental authorities. Understanding that all governments are in power due to the providence of God and that they serve as ministers of God to avenge the evildoers. Christians are admonished to submit to the powers that be. Notice with me, if you would, some responsibilities here. Romans chapter 13 and verse 1 says, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God." Every soul is to be in subjection to human government. Let every soul be the subject. In Titus chapter 3 and verse 1 says, and it means to take one's proper place under those who are in authority. And then we see unto higher powers, according to that verse in Romans chapter 13 and verse 1, the higher powers means the governing authorities. The higher powers ordained of God means the human government that was instituted by God after the Genesis flood. Titus chapter 3 and verse 1 says, "Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. Well, the power of human government comes from God, and there's no doubt of that according to the Word of God. Human government was actually the third dispensation, Genesis chapter 6, verse 13 through Genesis 11, verse 9. And after the dispensation of conscience is when that happened. And let me remind you that a dispensation is how man takes care of God's economy. In other words, it's what God owns. Well, what does God own? God owns everything. Romans chapter 11 and verse 36. For of him and through him, the Bible says, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. This is God it's speaking of here. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. They're his. Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 14. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord, thy God, or thy God. The earth also, with all that therein is. Everything belongs to God. Romans chapter 13 and verse 2 says, whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. Now speaking about human government. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Well, that verse says resisting brings damnation. Anyone who opposes human government opposes the rule of God and will pay the consequences. We see that word damnation, and that word often implies and denotes punishment. Not necessarily the punishment of hell, the future torments. In this place, the word implies guilt or criminality in resisting the ordinance of God, and affirms that the man that does it shall be punished. Well, let's read one more verse. Romans chapter 13 and verse 3. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. Good works do not produce intense fear. In other words, rulers in government are only a threat to those who oppose the government. Romans chapter 13 and verse 3 that we've read talks about that. And then Paul continues by asking, if you do evil, why shouldn't you be afraid of the governing authorities? That's also seen as we've read in Romans 13 and verse 3. Do good, and you will have praise because of your good works. Romans chapter 13 and verse 3. There's so much that we read of in the Word of God that is given to us as to how we are to live our lives in this world. Not only the saved people, but also to the unsaved people. The unsaved people are to listen to the voice of God. When they listen to the voice of God, they too can know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And as they listen to God, they will also understand that there's a right and there's a wrong. You and I, as saved people, right now, we need to be standing up for the right, and we need to be against the wrong. We need to love everyone in this world just as Jesus did. We need to let everyone know that Jesus saves. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We need to let people know that they can't earn salvation. They cannot earn eternal life on their own. They must have Jesus Christ as their Savior. He's paid the price. He has paid for sin that mankind can be saved and go to God's heaven. Won't you bow your head now and ask Jesus to come into your heart? Lord, I can't save myself. I'm ready to go your way. Yours is the only way. You are the way, the truth, and the life. And I receive you right now as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me my sin. Come in to my heart.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord.
May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.